It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The North African country of Tunisia has prospered in recent years and is a popular destination for Western tourists who go there for the beaches and antiquities. But its people have been living under an authoritarian president who's ruled for nearly a quarter of a century. After weeks of deadly protests, President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali went on TV last night to announce sweeping reforms and to announce that he will not run for re-election in 2014. But today, thousands of anti-government protesters are back in the streets. Eleanor Beardsley is in the capital, Tunis, and is here to tell us what's going on. Eleanor, there were wild celebrations just last night. What happened?
Well, Renee, it is changing like from minute to minute. I haven't even been here a day. And let me just tell you, when I came in, it was a country in lockdown. There was an 8 o'clock curfew. The streets were empty. Just before 8, there were tanks in the streets and nothing. Then the president went on TV and he made a speech. And for the first time, they say he was really conciliatory, contrite. He told the people of Tunisia, I have heard you. I understand you. He told them there will be press freedoms. He told them there will be more democracy. He gave them a lot of things they were looking for. So almost on cue, people poured into the streets saying, Ben Ali is the greatest president. He's the son of the people. He's wonderful. A lot of opposition figures that I called on the phone were saying this has been orchestrated by the government. And so no one really knew, but it seems that it may have been, because this morning the opposition called for a protest. They're still out there in the street. There are just thousands of people all over the streets of Tunis screaming, assassin, Ben Ali, assassin, leave now. For anyone who was wondering whether his concessions would make a difference, I think the answer this morning is no. People want him out. And one thing people really don't want to accept are the killings. There are people holding up pictures of dead bodies because the government troops fired on rioters, and the opponents say the government may have killed up to 100 people. And as one young guy said to me, 100 people didn't die just so we could have YouTube.
Remind us, Eleanor, how this all started.
Well, I love this quote by a French journalist. He talks about President Ben Ali in Tunisia, and he says he's the little Caesar of this democratic facade. This is not really a democracy, Renee. I mean, there's no free speech. There's really not freedom of the press. The opposition has been jailed or exiled. It's a peaceful place. It's a great tourist destination. Europeans come here. They go to the beaches. And I think for a long time, the Tunisians were ready to accept some of those restrictions and have a good economy. But since then, the economy has tanked. And what started it, Renee, was in mid-December, a young guy who had a university degree and couldn't find a job. He bought a stand where he could sell fruits and vegetables. The government confiscated his stand and apparently slapped him in the face. And this young man was so humiliated and so fed up, he set himself on fire in front of the town hall in this small town, and he died. But that struck a chord. People were indignant. People are so angry. So everyone's eyes are on Tunisia right now. How will they handle it? It's getting really, really, it's heating up, we could say. And the government's efforts, Ben Ali's speech, doesn't seem to have made a difference.
Well, the eyes of the U.S. are likely to be on Tunisia as well, because it's been an ally in the fight against terrorism. And this at a moment when there's increasing concern about Al-Qaeda-linked operations in the North African region.
That's right. Everyone here is sort of angry at the West, in particular France, for supporting Ben Ali. No one here wears headscarves. People here look very secular. It's very Western-looking. There is no Islamist terrorism here, and that is why the West has supported Ben Ali. He was a bulwark between keeping the Islamist terrorists back. But people here say there's no danger of that. This is a secular society, and they want the West to support the people here and not corrupt leaders anymore.
So the question, just briefly, is what happens next?
Renee, I think we're going to have to see how this day pans out. But one thing that is very telling, I'm in my hotel room. I hear the shouts out in the street. I'm watching state TV. They've got a call-in show where people are calling in with little talk concerns, and they're not even showing the demonstrations. People out there on the streets are saying, thank you for covering us. Where is our television? There's obviously two different sides.
Eleanor, thanks very much. Eleanor Beardsley talking to us from Tunis, Tunisia.